Proclamation number 6583 of 29th of June, 1956. My yoke is easy. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Only ever abide by my commandments of love. Then you will fulfill your earthly task. Then you will live according to my will. I only gave you this commandment of love and therefore did not make it difficult for you to fulfill my will if you are only willing to love. But for many people it takes an inner struggle because self-love must be driven out of the heart first. That is why I have said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But also, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and only the violent are seizing it. A contradiction that can only be clarified in your will, in your willingness to work with love. Every human being is capable of love, for I myself put the divine spark of love into every human heart. Every human being can kindle love within himself. No human being can say that he is completely incapable of love. But there is also a completely wrong love in the human being, and my adversary has kindled this in him. The love for himself, which predominates at the start of earthly life as a human being, which impels the human being to take possession of what appears desirable to him and is attainable. Whereas divine love does not want to possess but only ever wants to give. And it is this love which I demand through my commandments, the unselfish love for me and for the neighbor. Anyone who is able to overcome selfish love will find it easy to acquire the kingdom of heaven, for the right kind of love will yield him much strength. A right kind of loving activity is an activity with me, who am love itself. But where selfish love is still intense, it is a matter of fighting a hard battle with oneself. And this battle is not easy but can nevertheless be won, for I truly do not demand anything impossible from you, for I grant you the ability to develop the right love within yourselves. Yet you must now also use this ability yourselves. You must be violent. But I will also help you to do so. Where self-love is particularly strongly developed, the hardship around a person also becomes particularly apparent, and his gaze is obviously directed towards where he could help. He is repeatedly moved to loving activity, yet always in such a manner that it is up to him to help or to turn away unwillingly. His will alone must decide, and he can change because the divine spark of love will also stir in him, yet likewise without coercion. But if the human being has the will to acquire the kingdom of heaven, then he will also use force, for this will alone gives him strength. Earthly life is only about fulfilling my commandments of love, and I truly do not make too great demands on you. But you humans create other commandments for yourselves which are easier to fulfill in order to be relieved from my commandments. You deceive yourselves by eagerly fulfilling commandments issued by people and now believe that you have fulfilled your earthly task. But I only evaluate the degree of love you achieve. I only evaluate the works of unselfish neighborly love by which you also prove your love for me. I want you to put my commandments first and lead your earthly life in accordance with them, because selfish love, which is my adversary's share, must dwindle from your heart. Because you must flare up the tiny spark I have placed in you into highest embers in order to be able to unite with me. The spark shall merge with the fire of eternal love, and this is a work which you must carry out yourselves but which you can also do, because you will never remain without help if you make this serious will to unite with me arise in you. Then you will also receive the strength, and my yoke will be easy for you and the burden light, as I have promised. Amen.